Every year on the third Sunday of January, the church in the Philippines celebrates a special feast, kind of extension of the Christmas season, the Feast of the Santo Niño, the Holy Child Jesus. Last year, 2021, it was the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Christianity here in the Philippines. And for the Feast of the Santo Niño last year, there were plans, very big plans, festive plans, because the Santo Niño, Santo Niño de Cebu, is that gift that was given by Magellan to the wife of Raja Humabon on the occasion of her baptism. That gift is in some ways a symbol of the whole 500 years. It's a symbol of Filipino Christian faith itself. Anyway, as we know, all the grand plans for celebrating the 500th anniversary had to be either canceled or postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're not in much different situation this year, as we know. I remember saying, though, last year, that the loss of the festive celebrations, the dancing and the processions and everything, also gives us an opportunity to make a distinction between the historical cultural side of the Feast of Santo Niño and the celebration, the deeper meaning of the Catholic devotion. It's an expression of our faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, it's cultural, historical, but it's even more importantly an expression of faith. Now, the history is important because God entered into history. That's the whole point of the incarnation. God became man at a certain point in time. He became a child at a certain point in time. And that's why history itself is important, and it's actually fascinating. Some countries look back on their history and they can identify some great missionary saint who brought the Catholic faith to them. You might think of Ireland, for example. They honor St. Patrick because St. Patrick is credited with converting the whole island. Or St. Augustine of Canterbury is honored as the Apostle of England. In Spain, they celebrate the Apostle St. James the Greater. In Mexico, they rightly look to Our Lady of Guadalupe because she's like the missionary to Mexico and the whole New World. Okay, what about the Philippines? Magellan was no saint. We don't honor him as the one who brought the faith or converted the nation. And we don't give the credit to any of the early missionaries. In fact, some people claim that the Catholic faith spread rapidly in the Philippines, not because of the Spanish missionaries, but in spite of them. No, the key figure is Jesus himself, represented as a little child, the devotional figure of the Santo Niño. If you've ever been to Cebu and seen that image, you know it's very small. It's a very small devotional image, but it's been here for over 500 years. So this year, again, there are no joyful processions and dancing because of the pandemic, but the central truth that we celebrate is unchanged. God came to us as a child, and it's not based on 500 years, it's based on 2,000 years. In fact, it's based on going back to the very beginning of time when the Word was with God and the Word was God. This is who we celebrate, the Word made flesh. When the Word became flesh, He revealed so much to us about God and about us. He revealed the humility of God. He revealed the dignity of man. He revealed the dignity of every child. That's why today is sometimes celebrated as a day to celebrate children or honor children, because children are images of God. And we also celebrate or reflect on Jesus' teaching that to be his followers, we must be like children. He even taught that unless we change and become like children, we cannot even enter the kingdom of God. However, the gospel chosen for today is not the story of God becoming a child. In fact, it's the story of Jesus the child becoming a man, a mature adult, coming into his own, you might say. Because this is the account from St. Luke's Gospel of the time when Jesus stayed in the temple when his parents went back to Nazareth. He stayed behind. He was 12 years old. You know this story. In fact, we just had this gospel 3 weeks ago on the Feast of the Holy Family. So that time, 3 weeks ago, we pondered it as an instruction on family life, holy family life. This morning, let's ponder this again in light of this Feast of the Holy Childhood. And I just have two ideas to offer to you. One is the idea that children are supposed to grow up. They're supposed to mature. And secondly, that the key to maturity is obedience. Sometimes it seems contradictory, but that's true. The key to maturity is obedience. Okay, let's reflect on this. First of all, children are supposed to grow up. We're all called to grow in faith and in love. Even the last line of today's gospel said, Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Now, this should be no surprise to us. We spend a lot of effort helping children grow, and we should. We should not allow children to remain ignorant, immature, irresponsible. They're supposed to grow. But how are we supposed to reconcile this natural effort to help children grow with Jesus' statement that we must become like children? Which is it? Are we supposed to grow up or are we supposed to be children? Both. Both. And Jesus himself is the example. Jesus did not remain a baby in the manger. He didn't remain little. He grew as we all grow. Here in the temple, he's 12 years old. He's on the threshold between childhood and adulthood. In our times, we would call him youth or maybe adolescent. But in the culture of his day, people were either children or adults, either a boy or a man. There wasn't any in-between stage like we have. Often in older cultures, there was a rite of passage to make it clear whether you're a boy or a man. Now, this seems to be part of the reason why his absence in the caravan going back to Nazareth was not noticed at first. His mother Mary probably thought Jesus was among the men. And Joseph probably thought he was traveling with the children and the mothers. I don't know about that. But in any case, this is Jesus taking a step out of his childhood and taking his place with the men, with the teachers in the temple. He's acting as an adult here. Modern terminology, he's adulting. Heard that? That's what people talk about now. If you're going to take responsibility for life, you have to be an adult with a certain autonomy, a certain self-possession, maturity. This quality of maturity, of taking responsibility, is captured in the image of the Santo Niño. We don't have an image here, but you know the image. The image of the Santo Niño is not a helpless little baby. He's a king. He's the king of the world. He's the figure described in today's first reading, that marvelous prophecy from Isaiah about a child who gives joy to the world, a child who's Wonder Counselor and God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. This is the classic Santo Niño image. He's wearing royal robes and a crown, and he's holding the world in his hands. This is a king. So Jesus remaining in the temple, taking his place among the teachers, is taking authority as an adult. He's not only a student, he's a child who's grown up. And that's what children are supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, the second point is that the key to maturity is obedience, especially obedience to God, to our Father in heaven. We are called to be children, yes, but we are called to be mature children. Sounds like a contradiction. Mature children, obedient adults. This is exactly what it is. Submitting ourselves to God in obedience is everything to growing up. Because our very identity is based on God. We belong to God. We are children of God. And that means we do not base our identity on anything else. Our self-worth, the direction of our life, we don't base it on anything else. Not on our culture, not on our history, not on our families, not on our political positions, not on how much money we have, not on how much education we have, or anything else. Those are all important. They're all factors. But those things are all under God. And if following the will of God means not fitting in with this or that group, being countercultural or disappointing your parents or not fitting into the political system or whatever, well, that's the way it goes. And that's what adults accept, that they're not going to fit in all the time. They're not going to please everyone all the time. That's part of being mature adults. Children want to be liked all the time. Adults take responsibility. They stand for what's true. They stand for what fits the plan of God. And if people don't like it, that's the way it is. Others may not understand us. Mary and Joseph did not understand at first why Jesus stayed in the temple. It says it right here in the Gospel. And Jesus took that risk. He had to obey the Father at the risk of being misunderstood by his own parents. Now, Jesus' obedience to the Father is expressed by his obedience to his parents. This is what we read in the Gospel. After this misunderstanding or confusing incident, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Another aspect of mature children is to keep things in the heart, to let God's will unfold in his own time, not according to our understanding, but according to God's will. So that's what we celebrate today. Yes, we don't have any processions, there's no dancing, there's no atihan or anything, but we are joyful in the Lord, and we continue to grow in his likeness, to grow up as mature Christians, mature children of God, and we continue to grow in joyful obedience to our Father in heaven. Amen.